Welcome to the 2018 Golden Crappy Awards, brought to you by Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all the crap on Bravo we love to watch. Tonight, we honor achievements by Real Housewives of New York City, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Vanderpump Rules, Real Housewives of Dallas, Below Deck, Southern Charm, Shaws of Sunset, Summer House, and many, many more. Now, please welcome your hosts for the night, Ronnie Karam and Ben Mandelker. Oh my God, welcome to the first ever live taping of the Crappies.
Now, I made an effort to order some shit from China to wear here, but you know my ass ain't wearing that for an hour and a half.
No.
But thank you, China.
We are so excited to be doing this live for the first time. But don't worry, even though there will be actual envelopes being opened, we will continue our tradition of ripping paper into the microphone. I just have to pull out some of these envelopes here. We have so many special guests. Yes, Shannon. We already have someone in the front row.
She said your mic and Ike are on your left. Is that what she said?
It's already a lot of...
Thank you.
You guys, thank you so much. I know a bunch of you guys came down from like San Francisco for this. Look at them all here. A bunch of you guys
San Francisco in the L, right here.
Yeah. I know a bunch of you guys also came up from like San Diego and Orange County.
You're just going to say a lot of things that you get woos from.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just say woos. Like, what's up for L.A., everyone?
Azusa!
Let's hear it for Melrose Avenue.
Azusa.
So, we have a lot of categories to go through. But first of all, look at these wonderful crappy awards that Ronnie crafted.
Do not touch the crappy awards, ma'am.
We have to control Shannon in the front row here.
Jesus. I don't know which lesbian got glue guns in everybody's house in America. I tried listening to those girls. Glue guns don't work. You do this, they dry and everything falls apart again. Thanks a lot, lesbians. All right, carry on.
So that was
our opening monologue.
Yeah, that was our like Billy Crystal moment right there. So why don't we have a lot of categories. We have a lot of special guests for everyone. Shall we just like get on with
Let's get into it.
Okay. So for the very first category, we have one of the funniest people. We love this woman. She is the host of the Fresh Batch podcast. There was an audible gasp in the front row, by the way. I wish you could see. Let's just welcome her up right now. Michelle Collins, everyone.
I'm going to do a quick 30 at the top. Yes. I hope that's okay.
Do it.
Oh, my God. You guys look fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Ugh, I'm so thrilled to be here. And I like that I feel like we're truly in the lowest deck of the Titanic right now. Like, this is the water, and this is it. Like, I've never felt so low on a stage in my life, but I like it.
You're talking...
a big speed dating event. It's weird.
Yeah, but you know you're talking to Kathy Bates. My ass will always survive, okay? I will be rowing by on the boat as the Titanic sinks.
If you want to know how I was raised, one year I didn't know what to be for Halloween, and this was, like, before Titanic came out. My dad said, why don't you go as the unsinkable Molly Brown? I was like, I mean, great story. Glad I put that one on paper before I got here. All right, I'm so excited. I wanted to get a glass of wine before I came up to
actually,
be, like, fun and loose. I thought we'd have...
Let's get one. I'd actually like a double vodka soda, please. Oh. And don't serve me again.
Presenters, order it here.
And I'll have a dirty martini.
Give it up for my friend Dave Piantic, everyone.
Yeah, that guy's hot.
Isn't he hot?
Crappy for one of the hottest dates in the room. I haven't checked them all out yet, but there's your sexual harassment for the year.
I love Dave, too, so there we go.
All right.
Wait, can I have a sip?
Yeah, take a
How
big old sip.
How are you feeling?
We're excited. I'm very excited because this is the most production we've ever put into a live show ever.
I can tell. You got a tablecloth here. It's nice.
we had to print out a rundown. Oh, I had to tape things onto things.
Do you see this?
I do see it.
Yeah.
These are really nice.
I had to go to a party store to find these. These are supposed to be, if you're having like an Academy Awards party, you send out these like fake invitations that are like, a night with the stars.
Well, they look beyond classy. For those listening at home,
yes.
For those here, you know they don't look great.
Yeah.
But we're gonna move past that, and we're gonna just do our best.
Yes.
All right. By the way, can we also? Can I just give Ben? You know, I'll be here for 20 minutes, and I know you have very. By the way, they're very famous people sitting back there, and I have like the worst seat. I'm like not talking to anyone. All right. No, can I just quickly also thank Ben, because while I'm in LA, which is for work, Ben is accepting all my wardrobe packages.
Yes.
And he has some Spanx to deliver to me, but he didn't bring them tonight. It's a
I'm
real,
sorry.
That's a real thing.
Next time.
Here we go. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. Can I do this?
Yeah. Do what makes you feel comfortable.
I feel so it's a better crappies. Angle for me. Hi. Look at you, beautiful people. People from the rafters. All right. Here we go. We're opening with best storyline. Best. That's a big. Yes. That's a hot one.
It's a big one. We want. Well, you know what? Because
you
know,
start
like
big,
we
you
start
know?
Big. You know, we go. We
Isn't this when Marissa Tomei normally wins, like in this
That's
part?
That's right. Yeah. They lure up the Gary Sinises of the world, and then they crack the bat with the Tom Hankses at the end.
Yeah. Now, I just want to say that this is honoring things in 2017. We did the cutoff as December 1st, because let's face it, after December 1st is when the current season of Vanderpump Rules started airing, and it would just win everything. Yeah. So we decided, in fairness...
Hold on a minute. You're telling me it's about the pasta? It's not about the fucking pasta!
Listen...
Is it too early to drop that? I feel I'm obsessed.
No, yeah, but if people in LA called cocaine pasta, we wouldn't all be on cocaine, okay? You're not allowed to have pasta! Okay?
If I had a pasta addiction, I'd be fucking disgusting. No, I'm kidding. I do have a pasta addiction. I meant to reverse that joke and be like, I'd be beautiful. Okay, it's too late. All right, here we go.
Okay, nominees for
Thank you.
Best storyline.
Here we go. We're starting hot, people to the right. Best storyline, we have Vicky Gunvalson causes Shannon Bedore to gain 60 pounds. Real Housewives of Orange County. Should I just keep going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Phaedra Parks starts lesbian rumors about Candy Burris. Real smattering of applause.
Yeah, smattering there.
Real Housewives of Atlanta, of course. Leanne Locken goes nuts at the doctor's office.
Of course.
Wow.
Real Housewives of Dallas. Wow. I'm going to use my hand knives to open this envelope. Yeah. And I'm like, that's great. Okay. Onion Gate, Below Deck Med. We're grasping for straws, Ben.
Yeah,
grasping
okay, fine.
For straws. All right, and of course, I mean, this, okay. Well, I mean, this is just beyond. It's about Tom. Real Housewives of New York. I mean, guys, that's a really tough one.
It's tough. Doing these categories is really, really hard. So off the top of your head, is there any one that you gravitate towards?
I have to tell you something. Let me tell a quick thing. I was in Miami for New Year's, and I saw a bald guy. I don't know if any of you follow me on Instagram, @Mishkal. Don't edit that out. thank you. I have all year, in fact, been texted pictures of Tom eating out on the Upper East Side with Missy. I'm like somehow the portal for Tom gossip.
Yeah.
And I saw this kind of shriveled, bald, rich guy in Miami walking with a blonde woman, and I tailed him for like 5 blocks into the Lowe's Hotel. Because I was like, it's Tom. I was out of my fucking mind. Thank you. And then the guy turned and it was like Spaceball stunt double, like long mustache. I was like, it's not Tom. So I don't think I would stalk for any other storyline. I mean, it's about Tom.
It's about
define
Tom.
The year.
What about you, Ronnie?
Well,
oh, wait, we got a t-shirt in the audience that says, it's about,
please
we got a
don't
please
let
don't let it be about Tom.
About Tom.
And then
it's
another t-shirt that says, it's about
it's
Tom.
About Tom.
Thank
it's
you.
About Tom.
Thank
it's
you
about
for
Tom.
That.
I'm so sorry.
That's some good work.
That's really nice.
I met her in the Apple store, by the way.
I thought the best part of that was Bethany just sobbing in her bed like it was all about her. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe I saw this.
She had a lot of pasta that morning. She had a lot of pasta.
I literally have it on my iPhone right now. I don't know what to do with it.
All right, Michelle.
My personal favorite is Vicky because, I mean, Vicky Gunvalson has made me gain 60 pounds, and I'm finally glad someone said it.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I would never throw a plate at you, Ronnie.
Babe.
All right. Why don't you open up that envelope?
Ben, you're not going to put a vote in for Onion Gate?
I mean, I was going to say Onion Gate. It was a strong, strong arc on Below Deck Med, but let's see.
I'm so excited. The winner for the best storyline, Crappies 2017, is... Of course, it's a bathtub. Real Housewives of New York.
It's about Tom, everyone.
All right.
Do I take these
yes,
now?
Yes, you can take it on behalf of Tom.
Really?
Yeah. Grab it by the base. I told you about the glue.
Did you use cake icing to glue this?
No, it's.
Grab it by the base. I'll kill you. I gotta go. Took me a minute. Guys, thank
you, everyone.
So I'll
give a big round of applause for Michelle Collins.
God, wait.
We love you.
I have to. I wore such a cute pant tonight because I thought we'd be standing. Walk. Find me in the back. All right.
He wanted to stand, and I was like, no.
Yeah. Ronnie, do you want?
I will not be standing.
Would you like to introduce our next presenter?
Our next presenter is one of my personal best friends. We met at TV Gasm back in the day. She went by the name Nads, and then she rose up the ranks in Bravo production and is now a showrunner for Below Deck Mid. And her name is Nadine Rajabi.
Hello, hi, welcome, Nadine.
By the way, I don't think Onion Gate was a good nomination. What about the can I curse? What about the fucking the whole like love triangle and the girl was lying?
I know, yeah, that
right?
was good.
You guys, she was lying the whole time.
It was all sort
I
of
caught
like,
her.
What girl was
like,
lying?
Bitch, don't lie. Sorry, Malia, I know we're friends, but.
Oh, wait, Malia. What?
She lied.
Malia was lying?
Yes, she had this whole secret relationship with Jeff Adam.
Oh, yeah. This is for people.
And then I sounded like I had fucking vocal fry as a producer in the back. Be like, so,
I know you made it onto the show. You were like, you know, I'm just really here to support you.
Really I just really just, you know.
Yeah, you're like Congressional Oversight Committee there.
Well.
But you got it out, girl.
Well, Nadine, what are you here to present? I'm here,
by the way, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm here to present the worst storyline, which I think...
Worst storyline.
Right? We root on bad stories because it's
Well, I mean, sometimes they can make the world go round. Onion Gate.
Right.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah.
I still don't think that should have been nominated.
Well.
She's snapping it out.
We'll take it up with the judges.
We'll send them to you the next time, Nadine. Jesus
this season is going to be crazy. Okay, so the worst storylines, the nominations for the crappies are Lydia's Balls Voyage Party, Real Housewives of Orange County, Karen and Thatha's feud over hosting a trip to Bermuda, Real Housewives of Potomac.
Thatha.
Just listen to the apathy roll over the crowd. I'm hearing about Potomac.
Pantygate, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see
it was so good, it was bad.
Guys.
Tamara and Vicky's feud, Real Housewives of Orange County. By the way, I think this covers their whole feud.
Their whole feud. The whole feud for the past 4 years.
They're literally like Bobby and Whitney, the two of them. Anyway, we'll get on to that.
Too soon.
Yeah,
it's
sorry.
Always too soon. Bobby's fault.
She did die in a bathtub. Which one will die in a bathtub? Anything to do with sex tips from straight women from a gay man. Like any show. And last but not least, Asa's pregnancy, Shaws of Sunset.
Oh, my God. You know what? Yeah. Have you guys seen the More You Know commercial with Asa?
Yeah.
It's the most random thing. It's not like a Bravo More You Can Know. You know, it's like an ice skater. It's like, I don't know, someone off like a cornflakes box, and then Asa. I'm like, get the fuck over there, Asa.
How did Asa get onto the vaunted The More You Know commercial? What more does she know?
And all she really said was like, babe,
the more you know, I have a baby.
The more you know.
In her defense, she's got fantastic eyebrows.
She does.
That is a good defense. That's a good defense.
Yeah, she's right? got a good lawnmower for this.
So what do you guys think is the worst storyline of the year?
The worst? I mean, Pantygate's pretty fucking bad.
I secretly liked Pantygate,
though. Cameron Vicky is good at bad.
They're all kind of good bad, right?
Well, Pantygate was really bad, considering they're fighting over 6 minutes versus 54 minutes this season, I'm like, oh, man, remember when they fought over pussy all last year?
Yeah.
By the way,
that was great.
It's carried over. Like, it's just a thing. And Dorit, we hate Dorit, right?
Guys.
How dare
guys.
You?
I'm terribly sorry, guys.
Don't be a hater.
I can't watch her. She makes me so upset.
All right, so let's find out who is the worst storyline of 2017.
What do you guys think? Before? Canny Gates.
Canny Gates. They agree with you.
Bulls Voyage is pretty fun. All right. The winner for the Watch What Crappens Crappy Awards is... Do I tear it like this?
Yeah, tear it however you want. Yeah.
Like a...
It's already...
All right. Tamara and Vicky's feud. Real Housewives of Orange County.
Scattered applause for Tamara and Vicky's ongoing feud.
I'd like to thank everybody for this award, you know. And I just wanted to say that it wasn't me that said that Eddie's gay. And, you know, so if he is, I love gay people. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Nadine.
Thank you, everybody. I'm going to take the golden poop because I'm Persian.
Get some of those fries on your way out.
So, obviously, there were a lot of categories that we just could not get to in this live show. So, I'm happy to announce that in a ceremony performed earlier this evening, the following awards were announced. Most Memorable Memory Loss, Lisa Rinna. Worst Idea, Katie and Tom Have a Wednesday Wedding. Worst Concept, Nini's Girls and Gays White Party Seafood Soiree. Worst Comeback, Lydia McLaughlin. Worst Mr. Darcy Comparison, Thomas Ravenel. Most Surprising Voice of Reason, Carney Wilson.
Just eat a bite.
Outstanding Athletic Achievement, Luann de Lesseps for falling in a rose bush and then off of a ledge. And also, Best Badass, Dorinda Medley, for getting so drunk that she stabbed herself with a knife and didn't even realize it.
So, all right. Okay, and now let's welcome to the stage. Later, yeah.
It's them right now.
Very professional.
It's very professional up here. It's like a
I showed up for rehearsals, so.
This, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's please welcome up two of our girlfriends. They have a show called Dumb Gay Politics. You might also know them from stand-up specials across the world, The People's Couch.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes, most recently. Please welcome to the stage Julie Goldman and Brandi Howard. Where do you want to be? You go there.
Take whatever chair you want.
Where do we go?
Here?
Here in the center, yeah.
You go
here?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We almost left, and then we said, we don't know the order, because no one gave us the order.
This is true.
Just temporarily.
All right, Jeff Lewis.
This is so exciting. Temporarily. I didn't mean leave. I meant just... Go smoke. I don't even smoke.
She
I'm
just
claiming
the,
it.
The pageantry of it all, she enjoyed.
That's the only way
we can keep you motherfuckers in here. We know it. Like, you have to know that you're about to go on any second.
I know.
Yes. Everybody would be out there.
I was just what they were distracting me with. Just like, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, these awards.
Well, you did it. You both got ball gowns on.
Yes.
Well, I know you said it was formal attire. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. There's so much I could choose from. You know,
Who are you wearing?
I have an off-the-shoulder. I have a maxi dress. I have a wedge. I have a pasties. I have a short skirt with a tall top. I don't know. There was lots of ways I could have gone.
It's an ensemble.
Yes. Nah. It's hard for a woman now in Hollywood.
Yes. So what are you guys here to present for the Golden Crappies?
Right.
Best Fight.
Whoa. I feel like this is going to be a good category.
The couple that never fights.
Yes.
Presenting Best Fight. All right, please.
But we love, love, love fights. My favorite is when, and let me know if anyone agrees, when they rip their microphones off.
Oh,
that's my favorite.
That's a good
Ariana, sign. Please, next time, remember? Just rip it and be like, just stop. Just
like,
get
I'm
out.
Done. I'm done.
Even always if I don't rip mean the it.
In a public
off.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
Just go. I'm not going to do this now.
This is not a moment. This is not a moment, as Kenya Moore would say.
This is not a moment.
This is not a moment.
Do you have your spectacles, sir?
I don't. Okay. Them, so.
Okay. Well,
you know.
All right. So, Best Fight. Can you see this or Shannon Bedore? Okay, do we need to put a flashlight on it? Yeah. We need a spotlight.
We could do that. I could do that.
Shannon Bedore versus Kelly Dodd at The Quiet Woman.
Ooh. This is not my fucking plate.
Damn
is that
it.
A restaurant, The Quiet
damn
Woman?
Damn it, damn it.
Worse. We're meeting at The Quiet Woman.
Yes, girl.
It's a real place.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Why don't you fuck off?
And you know what? We went there and all
just
the artwork.
Quiet woman.
All the
know.
Artwork
I hate
is
that.
It's like women with no mouths.
What
it's
the
like
fuck?
I'm telling you.
It's making
like,
a
it's
statement.
Like lifetime, it's like a lifetime abuse.
Is it
movie.
Owned by Harvey Weinstein?
Girl, you know he loves a woman's mouth. I don't think that would be
that's
his,
true.
His choice
he
of
doesn't
art.
Like them to talk though. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to give a shout out to Amber, our one fan in the audience.
Oh. Amber.
Hi. And she
there
dressed
she is.
Black tie. Okay, good. We have a few more. Okay. Just for 10. Okay, Danielle Staub versus Siggy Flicker in ooh, Italy.
Yeah.
I love fighting in Italy.
I love Danielle Staub. Yeah. What's that song she sang?
I believe the song is called Real Close.
Oh, yeah. Real Close.
Real Close.
She got Les there for this 2 seconds.
This is the song that Siggy Flicker sang. How could you? Sorry, we only have 3 minds. Yeah. We tried.
No, no. Okay. Kristen versus Tom Sandoval dressed like Sia.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wow. We're going to be partial. I think we're going to be partial.
How epic was that?
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know how the winners were chosen. Was it just you guys and your underwear?
Ben does all the work. I do the glue gunning. So any credit or blame, for, here's what I did.
A spreadsheet. There's a spreadsheet. It's a Google Doc involved.
I came here. I spray painted and glue gunned, and I found a 6XL from China to wear.
You love
to poll, and yeah. You know, poll people to see what they like.
There's a Google Doc, and then there's like a back and forth. Right. What do you think about this?
But no one voted.
Okay.
It's no like one
a,
voted.
No, because we're too lazy to actually figure out how to do like an actual survey situation online. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
maybe
Candy,
next year, maybe
Candy
next year.
Versus Phaedra at the Atlanta reunion. Now, any reunion fight.
Yeah, that was good.
Any.
Got a smattering.
Any reunion
got
fight.
Got a smattering.
The lies. The lies. See? Now, Riley even knows you're lying. That's my impersonation of Candy Burris. It's not very accurate. It's the best I can do. The lies. The lies.
The lies. She will kick some fucking ass, though,
oh,
Candy.
She will.
Like, she will. I think
Candy
she's
Burris.
The baddest bitch on there,
don't
for real.
Candy.
Okay, Ramona versus Bethany in the Berkshires. I mean, it's the cake, it's everything in the Berkshires.
Yeah,
it's the
Berkshires.
Messing up of the house.
Right.
Goes on and on. We called Dorinda in the Berkshires. The bitch forgot we were calling her, and she's by the pool with her parents. And then she accidentally answered the phone. I think she thought it was her publicist. Then she got stuck on her podcast for 30 minutes. So
she's
there's
like,
that.
I was just on customer service with Bed Bath & Beyond. They just kept me on there for 30 minutes. All these political questions.
The whole time. Yeah. My parents are by the way. I've got to go.
Fine. John's coming over later, too. How's John?
Okay, last one. Leanne Locken versus Carrie Duber. Is that her?
Yeah,
at the Winter Wonderland party.
Who's Carrie Duber?
Don't tell anyone we don't watch Dallas.
Oh, that's a shame.
We watched the first season.
No, the second season of Dallas is like a complete masterpiece.
Oh,
about Brandy.
Oh,
yeah. There's a Brandy on
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, you guys.
And the winner is.
Oh. The winner is.
Oh, it's in here. Oh.
Yeah, it's in there.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I would open
best fight of 2017 is.
Let's see if Julie can see it. It's bigger now.
It is bigger.
Hold on.
LOL, you made it like Meemaw size.
Shannon Bedore versus Kelly Dodd at The Quiet Woman. That's right. It's a message.
It's a message.
For all you women and your hashtags.
Unfortunately, Shannon Bedore and Kelly Dodd couldn't be here tonight, so would you like to accept the award on their behalf?
Yes, please. Oh. No, no, you please both take one.
Take one.
It was worth it.
They were forged in rural Pennsylvania.
Well, thank you. I'm glad. I'm sorry. This is Shannon. I'm sorry I'm getting divorced.
Oh.
Right? I'm sure
but
she
now
is
I'm
sorry.
So happy, yes!
We love Shannon her twins. Well, I wish her twins were here performing in the band.
Everyone
we
give it up
twins.
For Julie and Brandy.
That went well.
Take your award. Thank
you. Love you.
Love you.
All right. Dream catcher.
Your jacket, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you. Please feel free to wear it.
I love it. I'm gonna see it.
So, you know, on Bravo, we like to celebrate our, you know, our favorite Real Housewives and things like that. But there are some side characters that are really, really important on Bravo. And, of course, we're talking about the old ladies of Bravo. So here to present the best old lady of 2017.
One of the youngest and most gorgeous people who doesn't have to worry about age for at least 50 more years. Miss Annabelle DeSisto of Adderall and Coming. I don't want to get my face on you.
Annabelle, who are you wearing?
Oh, this would be an Asa caftan original. Babe, this is an Asa caftan, babe.
Wow. Babe, it's an Asa caftan. You also have a Patricia caftan.
I do. It was a real toss-up between who to choose, but
I think you made the right choice. I think this is. This is more of the formal. This is like the evening look. It's an Asa caftan, whereas
I wanted to be taken more seriously, so yeah. I went with this look.
The more you know.
All right.
So, babe. It's all about the old people.
Babe.
What do you have to say?
Now, I'm presenting Best Old Lady. I already have a problem with this category because Brielle Bierman's face was not nominated. Oh. So,
Wow, Annabelle.
I feel like this category has lost any legitimacy.
You're right. There's a giant asterisk on this entire ceremony. I would agree.
I'd like to thank all of our friends for being as kind as possible tonight.
Thank you.
It's really why we love you. It's your deep hearts.
Okay, so we have Dee Simmons from Real Housewives of Dallas.
Amazing. Power Mima hair. We love her.
Who looks just like Melissa McCarthy in the movie The Boss.
Yeah.
I want to love you, Dandruff. I want to. You just won't let me.
I can't love you until you find that L22. Until you find the L22, I can't love you like a mother should love a daughter.
Patricia Alschult from Southern Charm. Vita Javid from Shaws of Sunset.
Ping pong.
Marge Senior from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Vagina.
Anne from Real Housewives of Auckland.
Oh, wait. We actually have someone from New Zealand here.
I was going to say, we have her son here.
That's Dominic. He's just gonna clap for everything from there.
Yeah.
And Dale from Real Housewives of New York.
That's Tinsley's mom.
Dale's pretty good.
That's Tinsley's mom. Like, everyone just relax. Everyone's like,
Dale's
wait a second.
It's hard to get behind a woman when she doesn't move her face very much. So she didn't really register with a lot of people.
It was like you just announced Tinsley. It was just dead. Like, no one wanted to.
Yeah, I know Tinsley at home right now is doing this.
It's not easy.
Ready?
Okay, all right. And the winner for Best Musty Old Lady is...
Musty Old Lady.
Dee Simmons!
From Dallas.
My God.
Now, that is why I kept the corner office, okay? I tried to give that girl the keys, but she kept losing them. God, and I would be glad to take them.
I don't know how I could trust a daughter who seats me in a low couch, okay? I'm 76 years old. I know I don't look like it, but how am I supposed to get out of a couch that's like 5 feet from the floor?
Her son, Russell Simmons, looks nothing like her.
Yes,
I'm very
really...
suspicious.
I would like to
talk about being disappointed in your children.
Yeah. Jeez. Annabelle, thank you so much for coming. Everyone, big hand for Annabelle, and go listen to her podcast.
Adderall and compliments, Adderall DeSisto.
Adderall DeSisto, sorry.
He does that.
All right.
So this is this one right here.
This one?
Yeah.
And now, in a ceremony performed earlier this evening, the following awards were announced. Outstanding Achievements in Journalism. Watch What Happens Live one-on-one with the Countess in Sag Harbor. Most International in General, Dorit Kemsley. Best Overreaction, Siggy Flicker for Cake Gate, Soggy Gate, and Hitler Gate. Best Fashion Statement, Dassey's Steve Jobs Swimsuit on Summer House. The Best New It, Fit. Best show that you probably didn't watch but should have, Invite Only Cabo.
Yeah.
And the best new show of 2017, Summer House. Congratulations to all the earlier winners, and I'm sorry you're not important enough to get a chair in here.
It's just, you know, broadcast restrictions. It's like, it's hard, you know? It's hard. We have Bruno Mars coming out later, so it's just like, someone's got to take a cut, you know?
All right, go for it.
Well, our next category is about the hottest bar of 2017. And, you know, obviously we are drinkers here. And we hope everyone has a cocktail now.
Oh, yeah. No.
Someone, hey, Ronnie needs a cocktail for the hottest bar.
Don't pay for it for me. Just tell, hi, can I order a drink? Double Tito's and soda and a bottle of water, please. Thank you. Yes, the best bar. So, to present one of the most gorgeous bartenders in our lives and on television, Miss Ariana Maddox.
Ariana!
You know a friend is lovely when they just hug you, even though they're going to get covered in your sweaty face.
I like your sweaty face.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's television's Ariana Maddox.
Oh, yeah. I have to admit, I've been getting an education in the back about my category.
Yeah.
Because I'm A, biased, but B, also don't know these other places.
Well, we encourage you to definitely take a deep dive on these nominees because we find them to be really wonderful establishments. And I think probably the audience will agree once they hear them.
The Quiet Woman is a wonderful establishment. Who the fuck came up? I know we touched on this a second ago, but like, who the fuck came up with that name?
That was premium.
What kind of bar is a... There are no quiet women in bars, so like, where would you even come up with this idea?
And it's right across from Kelly's apartment on Real Housewives of Orange County.
It's across from her apartment?
And it's like the loudest housewife of all time.
I was going to say, the only thing I know about this woman is that she's not quiet.
Yeah, so she's not.
It makes no sense.
And she walks in there like this. Hi!
She really does. Oh, yeah, she's no Siggy Flicker.
She could rival Siggy, yeah.
Siggy Flicker. Margo,
except Kelly
Joni.
Doesn't learn anybody's name. She's not like, hey, Julie, hey, whatever, hey. Kelly's just like, bleh.
Like, you'll hang out with Kelly Dodd, and after 10 minutes, she'll be like, I'm sorry, who are you? Like, I'm Ben. Okay, hi, Ben.
Oh, so true.
It's actually true. I'm just... getting over
the
my
quiet mind. Woman. Yeah, that is a very offensive name for a bar.
All right, it's fucked up.
All right.
Also, I heard in the back, thanks to Danny, I heard that the roundup is where someone may or may not have had his dick sucked.
Girl. And they're very defensive about it, too. We tried to do a show there.
Yeah,
in Dallas,
at the roundup.
We're on tour, you know?
Yeah, we tried to do something at the roundup in Dallas.
Yeah, I called them and I'm like, "Hey, you know, funny blowjobs." And he's like, "Well, we're not sure if this show is right for our establishment. Could
is
you send
it,
us a
or
sample?"
Is it not a gay bar?
Yeah, but it's a line dancing gay bar.
Yeah.
And as someone
so there's a lot of like under the surface things happening.
Line dancing bars are serious. Like you cannot be drinking on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Like I was raised by a line dancing lesbian in El Paso, Texas. I know how those fuckers work. I stay away. It's like, I get it.
Yeah, you know, I actually went to a line dancing gay bar, and they were line dancing to Rihanna. So I'm like, you know what? Like, relax with, like, your standards here of, like, you can't have a podcast there because it, like, upsets the community standards of the roundup.
Okay. My memories of line dancing bars in Florida are not like this. I'm sorry, but, like...
Oh, no, you get a blowjob.
If there was a gay line dancing bar in Florida, I would have been there. But the line dancing bars that I went to in Florida were very, what was that category? Musty old people?
Yeah.
Was that the category? Oh, no, best. Oh, yeah. No, they're the best old people there.
Best old person. All right, so read the nominees for hottest bar.
Okay, so obviously I'm biased, but whatever. Okay, hottest bar of 2017. The Quiet Woman.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't exist.
Quiet Woman.
That's not the Roundup.
driving a hard bargain, and hard in more ways than one. Boutique, don't know.
Beauty.
It's dead now.
R.I.P. Boutique.
R.I.P.
Oh, it's closed. That's so where the housewives would like
fuck the bus boys in the kitchen hallway. Girl, it's classic.
The Regency. The back alley of Sir. Obviously, my personal choice.
Well, it's the only bar you can smoke, that's for sure, by those damn dumpsters. Kristen will come out there and try and ruin your damn life.
It's funny because it's true. Okay.
All right.
And the crappy goes to... the Regency.
Sorry, Ariana.
Once again, it's about time.
I hate you in the face, and I'm sorry. But I love you guys.
Thank you for coming. Everyone,
love you.
Give it up for Ariana Maddox. Very controversial category. Yeah. So, so now for our next category, you know, it wouldn't be a Bravo show if there weren't just some sort of monumental twist. We know what sort of we know the twists when we see them. So here tonight to present for biggest twist of 2017, she is the host of Reality Checked with Amy Phillips. It's Amy Phillips.
It does that.
Know the name of my show, for God's sake. Where I am right now, I've been up since 5 a.m. because I'm a mom. Now.
Yeah.
I'm a mom.
Making babies, so I guess these look familiar.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Oh, God. How about the moms out there? No, okay.
Wrong podcast. For anyone who doesn't know who Amy Phillips is, you can also see her on Watch What Happens Live because she does the most amazing impersonations of housewives. Like, Bethany Frankel is...
Like, are you Frederick? Like, now you tell me, like, what to do? Like, what? Like, how? Like, what? Like, why? Like, where? I'm just trying to dance.
Yeah,
like
no,
a monkey.
You dance. Do it. I'm like, no.
I know, we just stopped and watch. We'll just watch you.
We'll be like, do you have an impersonation that's like your favorite these days?
These days? Kelly Dodd is kind of one of my newer ones.
I love your Kelly Dodd.
So that's kind of fun. I haven't done it in a few months, I feel like. God, Ronnie, like, what? You're like looking at me. Like, we're on this podcast. Like, you guys, this podcast sucks. It's like the worst podcast ever. You guys, I'm really sorry about what I said about your podcast. No, I'm really sorry. No, your podcast is awesome. It's good. No, it's really good. I don't know. I'm just a mom.
Just a mom. Yeah. Okay. I love that your baby came out with a little Lisa Rinna haircut and everything. Cutest yeah. baby ever.
It's nice.
Amazing what you guys did. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Bottom
good job
of
for that. All right. Why don't you read some...
When I got a Facebook like from your dad, I was like, you know what? I've arrived. Hello. I've made it.
Oh, Alan's on it. Alan is on it. Guys, right. I have the honor of Biggest Twist.
Yeah.
Biggest twist. Come on.
Okay. Here are the nominees. Leanne Locken from The Real Housewives of Dallas says that Mark gets his dick sucked at the roundup, and she knows the boys who did it. She knows. Kim Richards returns Lisa Rinna's bunny.
I just didn't feel sincere. Maybe take it back, and then when you feel like it's sincere, give it back to me. Just give it back. Give it back to me again, the bunny.
You're giving this bunny back to me. I hustled to get this bunny, and you're giving it back. I hustled. Own the bunny. Own it, baby.
And you know that was some re-gift, too.
Yeah. It was.
That nasty-ass bunny. Yes.
Portia accuses Candy of having a sex dungeon and raping people. You said that?
Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that?
I'm like, And Ashley is secretly a baggage handler for Delta on Southern Charm Savannah.
For anyone who didn't watch Southern Charm Savannah, that was a real plot twist. One of the cast members secretly is a baggage handler.
She tried to hide it. And then she tried to really own it too much.
And then
you're like, where are you with that?
She was like, you know, I left my house in the Hollywood Hills because I'm a fashion designer, but I like really wanted to like bring fashion here, you know?
And he's like, ain't you a luggage handler at Delta?
I pack my luggage. I pack my fashion in my luggage. That's where you put fashion.
And then you put it on a plane.
Okay, and then Sonia's fridge makes brown ice.
I didn't see that coming, honestly. I didn't see that coming. That was a big twist.
I actually was reading this, and I was like, I thought it said brown rice, and I was like, now that's would be amazing. Forget the toaster oven. Can Sonia come out with a fridge that makes brown rice?
That is not easy, brown rice.
Specifically brown rice. Like, you can't make white rice in it. Only brown rice.
It's very different process. I was healthy once.
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna asks Dorit if were people doing coke in your bathroom? Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And then Vanderpump Rules everything. Everything.
Literally.
All right. Now. Oh, yeah. What do we say? Do we talk about it?
We say what we want.
I think they all are a great twist. How about that? I think they're all good.
Do you think there's any missing from there?
Yeah.
Oh, do I think there's a... No, I think you really encapsulated all the ones than I was thinking.
Was there any space that brown ice took over?
Well, yeah, I do like the brown rice. But I have to say, Lisa Rinna with the single tear is my favorite.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
People have to
really remember that image. I mean, really take yourself back to that moment where the camera was so close in on her, and this woman made a tear go down her cheek.
Single.
With that shitty ass bunny.
And it went like this. Dun 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 dun. Like,
and then it got to her lip, and then the tear was like, "Hi, lip. Hi. How are
Hi.
You?
How are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
How are you, tear?
Hi.
Hi, tear.
And
Hi.
Her lips are like, Hi. I haven't seen a tear like this in 20 years. I mean, this is the best tear. I hustled this tear all the way down.
Hey, tear, it's single smite. I hate tears.
I hate tears.
All right, Amy, why don't you read what is the biggest
high,
twist?
You know, when you just do that Lisa Rinna too long, it's like, whoa.
Because you start to get like too
much
air.
I'm going to pass out. I need a paper bag. Can I get a paper bag on the rocks? Thank you.
Okay.
I own this theater. Okay.
And the winner is...
Sound effects. Where?
It's in your envelope, darling.
Oh, it's...
There's a flap. You pull it.
It's a flap.
Broken little Amy. Ever since she had her baby, she asked things like, how do you open an envelope? Come here, my little broken mother bird. Come on.
It's true. I am broken. Single tear. Zigzag, zigzag.
Okay, with you.
He's going to rip the paper.
It's the bunny. It's the bunny.
It's the bunny.
It's about the bunny.
It's about the bunny. I feel so
honored. Amy, thank you for coming. Everyone go listen to her show on SiriusXM.
Love you, Amy.
I love you.
I missed my chance to hug her goodbye.
Well, you fucked up the title of a show, Ben. That's what you
meant. So guess what? We're gonna actually present the next.
What's my heartbeat?
Yeah. What's our timing now? What's our timing?
I told it to stop telling me.
Okay,
seriously,
perfect.
Like, please. I know I'm gonna die at some point. Don't tell me every night. You're dying.
Looking at my Apple Watch.
Right. So Ronnie and I are going to present this next category.
Oh my God!
May
I welcome Mr. Ben Mandelker of the B-side blog in the background.
Oh my God!
Wow!
And joining me here on stage is Mr. Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pretty Special Podcast.
All right.
I just want to say to little Mikey, you can go to sleep now. So we've obviously, there have been a lot of things that have happened on Bravo this year, and we felt like we really wanted to. Where are you going? I can move
it's
over
like
to you.
It's hitting right by me, but it's not hitting me.
I can move over to you.
It's on. Oh hell yeah, it's on.
This is the
it's
equivalent. This is the equivalent of the microphone being too high or too low at the award show. Okay, I'm gonna slide over so that Ronnie can get in.
Thank
he
you,
can
babe.
Find his air. He can find the wind.
Right.
So, this is a small category, but we felt it was important to highlight. We are now going to be presenting the award for Outstanding Achievement in the Towel Arts. The Towel Arts. There's actually only two nominees. Would you like to read the first one?
The first is Ramona Singer in Mexico.
Wearing a towel on her face as she gets into a helicopter.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And the second nominee is Vicky Gunvalson in Iceland. High on Adderall and
yeah, high
pasta.
On Adderall.
What does she think? There's TMZ. It's Iceland. Why is she wearing that?
Shannon. All right,
who wins it? Let's see. Let's see who wins the Outstanding Achievement in the Towel Arts. And the crappy goes to... Whoa. This is crazy. Oh, yeah. It's Ramona Singer. I'm sorry, but this is déclassé. I was wearing a scarf, not a towel. Whoa. This reminds me... This towel reminds me of when I was a little girl. And I wanted to go to the beach. I was like, look, I'm going to put a towel down on the beach, and I'm going to lie in the sun and have a wonderful time as a little girl. And Geraldine Parsons Smith came up to me, and she said, no. You're going to lie on the sand without a towel, and you're going to get all scratched up for all the seashells. And to this day, I've never been able to look at a seashell. I'm sorry. I can't look at seashells. The day class said.
Da, da, da. Wow. Thank you, Ramona that Singer. Was, thank you so much.
That was.
No, thank you. Let's thank face you. It. That was amazing.
Does someone want the envelope? You can have the envelope.
You know what the real award is? When you put things on your face and you don't let the sun touch it, you stay young forever. Look at me.
I have the skin of a 59-year-old woman, and I'm actually 60 years old, okay?
Shannon accepted for Ramona.
Yeah.
This is why the Academy Awards don't have front rows right in front of their yes. tables, darling. And I would like to thank you, actually, because these are Mike and Ike. Mega Mix.
Yeah.
They're not Megamix. Just regular Mike and Ikes.
Ronnie, I believe this is a portion for you now.
In a ceremony performed earlier this evening, the following awards were announced. The Best Gay, Stephen from Summer House. Mikey from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This is what?
Yes, that's everything! Yes, that's everything!
Most Patient Boyfriend, Tommy.
What?
From the Shaws of Sunset. Best Seamstress, Craig from Southern Charm. Outstanding Achievement and Evil Glares, David Bedore.
Yes, dear.
Dear.
Biggest Rose, Tom D'Agostino. Biggest Thorn, Tom D'Agostino. Congratulations to everyone who won earlier.
Congratulations to those who won awards earlier tonight at the non-televised.
I'm sorry that the best towel performance got a place over you.
Yeah.
You losers.
Yes. So, you know, as this is an award show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. As this is an award show, what award show would not be complete without a musical performance, right?
Yes, we were very excited because, you know, on this show, we talk about one of my idols a lot, which is Patti LuPone, Broadway's Patti LuPone.
Okay? Yes. Recently and seen on the Grammys.
She was recently on the Grammys, and so she became relevant again. Just kidding. She's going to kill me. Just kidding, Patti.
She's watching right
And
now.
Another thing that happened is that we found out this year, right before it turned 2018, that Erica Jane is actually going to be coming out with a ballad.
Yeah.
Now, that ballad, we'll have to wait till next year to actually hear that. And we don't have musicians, but we did invite our idol, Patti LuPone, to come sing her version of an Erica Jane ballad. So please welcome Broadway's Patti LuPone.
Thank you. I'm assuming Andy Cohen is late.
Patti, thank you so much for coming to the Crappies.
Be quiet. I would say that I'm here to perform for you, but I'm not. I'm here to change you. I played a role in a show called Evita. Oh, thank you. The show was about a young whorish girl named Ava Perón, who worked her way up the YouTube circuit until she found a politician to make her rich and gorgeous. So, Erica Jane, nice map to follow, girl. My kitty's like a python. Tink, tink, like a time bomb. Limited edition, gotta buy in with no try on. I'm purchased like a lion, knock him out like Tyson. Everybody knows I'm a $1 million diamond. I'm reckless, offensive. I destroy your defenses. My guest list is priceless. When yes, I run a tight ship. Bentleys and Benzies who cash colored lenses and dollar and cents. Bitch, what? It's expensive to be me. It's expensive to be me.
Yes.
It's expensive to be me.
Wow. That was...
You're welcome. Now I assume I am paying for my own car.
Yes, sorry. But thank you for coming.
Wow. Everyone, wow, what an honor.
You.
Patti LuPone herself came to really show us how to do Erica Jane.
Andrew Lloyd. Who, motherfucker?
That's right. Andrew Lloyd Girardi. That's what I gotta say. Right there.
Yeah, I realize that is kind of the plot of Evita. Erica's life. I mean, if Evita had YouTube back in her day, we wouldn't be here today.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is,
I don't give a fuck, Argentina.
I never give a fuck, because I don't give a fuck, Argentina. I don't give a fuck.
Gave one single fuck about you, Argentina.
I kept my promise to not give a fuck.
So we have our next category is also, it's the both of us, Ronnie.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's this one. You know, every year on Bravo, there are so many questions that just hang over these shows, that just plague us. And we always wanted to get the answers to them, and sometimes we never get those answers. And so we decided to highlight some of our favorite questions from the Bravo universe of the past year.
So here to present best, most vexing questions, us.
Us.
All right.
We can
close that envelope.
Why don't we just alternate on these nominees? How about that?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me or you?
Okay. I'll do the first one.
Yeah. You have to.
The first vexing question. Did you mean to make this so salty?
Padma Lakshmi.
Padma Lakshmi from Top Chef.
Where's Carl? Carl.
Where's Carl?
Where's Carl?
Where's Carl?
Where's Carl? I don't care. Where is he? Has anybody seen Carl?
That's by Lauren Workus of Summer House.
And next, are you kidding me? Ramona Singer from Real Housewives of New York City.
That was actually three nominees right there. Ronnie just ruined the entire joke.
I'm sorry, read one line at a time.
All right, the nominee for most...
That's a lot of crappies to give away anyway if she wins.
Yeah. The nominee for the winner for most vexing question is a three-way tie. It's Ramona Singer for Are You Kidding Me? And Are You Kidding Me? And Are You Kidding Me? Congratulations, Ramona.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And the yes, we have to get up.
Sure.
All right. And for the next award, this is the Bethany Frankel Entrepreneurial Award. This is a girl that Ben met back in the day first at
back
TV Gossam.
Back
in the day. His empire began.
Yes.
Start of TV Gossam.
On the shoulders of this woman, she is an entrepreneur in her own right. She invented like a little machine to put nails in.
A nail thing. She'll
a nail thing. She'll tell you all about it.
We're dumb.
She was the star of the paint of the Nail Files. She was also one of the stars of the Second Wives Club on E. And she is here to present the Bethany Frankel Entrepreneurial Award, honoring new and exciting businesses.
Yes.
Katie Cazorla.
Hi.
My God, I love you.
I love you guys. This is so exciting.
Yeah. Isn't this like such a prestigious event?
You guys, I really kind of feel like the Kelly Ben Simone though. Because I'm on E and like Kelly Ben Simone was on Bravo, but no one really gives a shit about her and she's overly tan and
no
older.
One gives a shit about her. Excuse me, I've watched your Instagram lives. I've never done that for Kelly Ben Simone.
Yeah, at least you don't run in the middle of the street down Fifth Avenue, Katie Cazorla.
I mean, I would if there's a hot sale.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I like to think, honestly, if I were honestly going to compare you and Kelly Ben Simone, I would have to say that you're here and she's here.
Oh my God, I love you.
Callback, Kelly Ben Simone callback, everyone. If you're listening at home, I'm doing the hand thing.
Yeah, he's doing like that weighted scales.
Yeah. Scales. It's like
I thought you meant Kelly, body language. If you're listening at home, like she's not.
I know, I'm like, hey, if we could have been friends, we definitely aren't going to be friends now. Every time I do this with you guys, I feel like sometimes people are my friend.
Yeah.
And then I do this podcast and then I see those people out and they're like, hey, fuck you. And I'm like,
oh. You're welcome.
You're harsh. You're harsh.
Thank you as well.
I have to say, when Jeff Lewis came to do our live show that one time with Shannon and, you know, his crew, the whole crew shows.
Which was awesome.
And Shannon was like, well, I don't, we heard a part of it. We're playing a little bit in the car and... You called someone a cunt? I said, no, we did not. I said, I learned 4 years ago I can't say that word. She said, it was a girl.
I was so proud. Wait, can
I
just say,
that they picked that episode. It was like Summer House.
But listen, here's the thing. I normally don't like that word. Like, I'm normally not a person who uses a C word.
Well, you weren't saying it like that.
No, I was doing it in like a Dorit, like fake accent. So I feel like it doesn't really matter. It's like, literally, she's acting like a cunty... Faggy cunt.
Yeah, you need you need to stop being so sensitive, guys.
Jagger. He literally is the love of my life. He said one word in 17 years.
Jagger says the C word all the time.
Mommy,
I guess you had to get his sense of humor. That's all.
Bad guy.
Cunt.
Oh, thank you, little baby.
Jagger, he's literally like Jesus. He's like the rebirth of Jesus.
She is ridiculous.
Well, that's why I don't have kids.
So, Katie, why don't you read the nominees in your category?
Okay, so it's kind of long, but thank God I went to college for 2 years. The Bethany Frankel Entrepreneurial Award, honoring new and exciting businesses. Some of them may have closed, but RIP, and they tried.
They tried.
Yeah, you can eat your sandwiches crying about it in the new one anyway. It's not like you're ever without a business.
That I opened up the W that still is around.
Girl,
yeah, bitch. All right. So, number one nominee. Yes. It's kind of exciting because I would totally go here. I'm half Italian. Gorga's Pizzeria.
Yeah, great.
Teresa and Joe only, though, not Melissa. She doesn't count.
She's just only there in photo form.
You're only a Gorga by injection.
I'm doing this for my daughters. I'm doing it for my daughters. All right. Oh God. Okay. And then, the Countess Collection. Is that like some shitty Evine thing?
Go to Ross, okay? I know you're rich and famous now, but some of us still know
I don't dumpster dive anymore.
I will not stand for this shade of Countess Luann de Lesseps bedding collection that could be found at Ross, okay?
Oh, it's bedding?
It is bedding.
And I'm sure it's like
it's a good like 30 count, you know.
Yeah.
22 and a half count sheets.
You know.
Some 30 count.
It's what they have in rehab, darling.
You wake up and you're bloody and you're like, what did I do last night? Same thing Tom De La Stingo did or whatever the fuck his name is. All right, number three, Pump Sessions, Volume 1 by DJ James Kennedy.
Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
Yeah.
Wiggy,
wiggy. Pretty entrepreneurial.
Pump Titty.
Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy. I found your keys. I found someone's keys. I found someone's keys in a dog park. Wiggy, wiggy.
By the way, when I watch, I just watched that the other night. How many people out here can agree with me that you thought that pasta was like a code name for blow?
I actually, because I am a naive, I actually really thought they were talking about pasta.
Oh, God. Ben,
it
really?
Was pasta. It was literally pasta.
You know what? Yeah, Katie. You know what, Katie? It's not about the pasta.
Well, then I just inhaled a ton of pasta in the other room.
You see, she would never eat that. That's why you would never use that code word. Who believed that? Nobody. Yeah. See?
You can use it when you shopping at Ross. All right.
First time I said, just do meth. I was like, whoa, buddy, you're jumping some stages there.
Oh, my God, this is a good one, you guys. True Gold Baby Shoes. No one likes it.
No one likes it. I'm sorry. That was Mike from Shaw's, right?
Mike from Shaw's Sons that made baby shoes.
Kind of fucking lame.
They're basically from Baby Gap.
Well.
I thought he was a real estate agent.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's been so many things. He was a tour bus driver.
He probably was a tour breast as well.
Well, he got a tour bus. It had his face.
I think he works at Saddle Ranch. So if you guys are in town for the next weekend, he runs the bull at Saddle Ranch as well. How about Nobleman Magazine? That's kind of a big deal.
Nobleman Magazine.
Jeremy Renner just on the cover. I mean, that's...
I mean, it's here we are. I mean, like...
Really? Isn't he still in movies? What is he doing?
Okay, no comment,
tell him
you guys.
To get it
moving
together.
On. Moving on.
Nobleman.
Sparkle Dog, in quotations, pink dog food.
Reading Amazon reviews that say, my dog's shitting pink, and they're mad...
Yes. Still alive.
As long as they're breathing, who cares what their shit looks like?
What is their Yelp review?
As if the brown shit's supposed to be any better? Since when is brown shit better?
Well, you know what? This is kind of weird. My dog one time ate those Halloween Reese's pieces, like cups. No, the Reese's peanut butter cups with the foil, the Halloween tinted foil. Yeah. And she went outside and took a giant dump, and it was reflecting in the sun. And I was like, oh my God, she shits glitter. And I looked, and it was the wrapper from the. And she lived. So I think that's a great 1-star review.
It was the original draft of Candle in the Wind was actually Luffy's like wrapper in the shit. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really.
Wrapper in the shit. That's a great hashtag.
Bueller pooped up a Diet Coke can, part of a diet. When he was a baby.
In a picture frame, too.
See?
In a picture frame.
That's why we rescue hashtag adopt don't shop, because they can just eat fucking picture frames from IKEA and still live. All right. And they don't need like weird eyelid surgery like bulldogs and stuff like that. This is a good one. Envy Boutique. Who the fuck shops there?
Envy Boutique. Anyone? Who has a customer loyalty card to Envy Boutique? Anyone? They've got a shoe from Milan, so buy now. One shoe.
She's being sued, by the way, by tons of people.
By Jackie. Oh no.
Well, she ripped off Dooney and Burke. Like, if you're gonna rip off someone, rip off like
Chanel or people. You know,
Hermes,
but
Dooney and Burke.
I don't know what these words are.
Anyways, and the last one for the crappies, Rome.com.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Landon.
All right.
I have a website. Look, I made it on paper.
Hey, Ronnie, can you rip that line of pasta for me? Yeah. Wow, this pasta is really strong. And the winner is Sparkle Dog Pink Dog Food by Cameron Westcott, Real Housewives of Dallas.
It's about time it got respect.
Literally, I really, really feel like it really should have won.
Yeah. Katie Cazorla, thank you so much for coming on to the Crappy.
Yes!
Follow her on social media and such.
Bye. Please.
Oh my God! I'm accepting this award on the behalf of some girl who was on Real Housewives of Dallas. I don't watch it.
I love you. All right.
In a ceremony performed earlier this evening, the following awards were announced. Best Housewives tagline, Cameron Westcott, dumb blondes get noticed. Smart blondes get everything.
best quote by a drunk.
Clip. Clip. Clip.
Best quote by a duo or group.
Who said that?
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 Best quote of the year.
Leanne Locken. They're just hands, but they work quite well. And finally, best quote of the year, for real this time.
It's not my fucking fight, you bitch!
Shannon Bedore from the Real Housewives of Orange County. Congratulations and apologies to the busboys at that restaurant.
So there are a lot of great things about Bravo, but there's some things that are like, we just love to hate, right? We just love to hate them. So now we are going to talk about, we're giving an award out to the worst, but who we secretly really love. And here to do this is someone I guarantee you all have seen his memes across the internet. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, follow him on Instagram. It's Danny Pellegrino!
Ball of nerves, okay?
Why,
because,
babe?
Because of my category, it's intense.
It's very intense.
It is intense. I'm not nervous for myself. I'm nervous for my favorite on here.
I'm nervous for me. I've only seen your stuff on Instagram. I didn't know you were hot in real life.
Look how handsome. Look how handsome.
Oh my God, good for you.
I feel like Sheena Shea at her Las Vegas show.
Will you be singing Good as Gold for us soon?
Yes. Yes. You know, I heard, can I give a tip that I heard about Sheena's show in Las Vegas?
Yes.
I heard to buy the cheapest seats because they will move you up because it won't be sold out.
Wow. How much are the expensive seats?
I don't know. Probably upwards of $14.
That's a good Sheena hack. I like it. That's a good Sheena hack.
I'm sorry to live my dreams.
You know what? It's all happening. It's all happening. It's all crappening. Yes.
I think I'll have one of each of the prime cocktails, please.
But so I'm a ball of nerves because...
You're in a safe place.
I've been a ball of nerves for about a year and a half because my favorite housewife of all time is Ramona Singer.
Okay. Yes.
And I know that she had a rough last season.
Mm.
She really did, and I thought, you know what, she's done after last season. I thought she couldn't come back from it, but at the reunion, she saved herself.
Yeah.
But I'm still nervous. See, people don't agree. There's still people that do not like Ramona, and I love her so much.
Yeah, it's not about liking Ramona. Okay?
Yes.
If you like Ramona, you're doing it wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Not about
I need
that.
Ramona though.
No, she is
her.
She's a terrible, terrible person, and that's what we love about her.
I think I just want to say, if I have this opportunity, this platform,
yes, this is your
really,
platform. This is your
take
moment.
It, boo.
I want to just say that to all of your listeners, I hope that you all start to embrace Ramona because I know that she's ridiculous and I know that she's hard to love. But let's try.
Yeah.
Guys.
Let's try. Let's try to love Ramona.
Let's try because we love her. We need her for the show.
We
and
need her.
If you guys can't find
time.
It in your hearts to do that, find the Andy Cohen dating show thing that she went on where she had to date
Love
people.
Love Connection.
Love Connection. Your life will change, okay? You're welcome.
I will follow Ramona anywhere she wants to go.
Yes. I think that's great. I think that was a
you went to the Olive Garden and she goes, yeah. They just kept bringing bread.
What a crazy
place. I love her. I like her wine. You guys, I like her
Actually,
wine.
Her wine is very good, and I'm sad that it's out of print or whatever, production. It's out of print.
It's on eBay.
Have you read her book, Ramona Wine?
Yeah. You can buy it on eBay.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually good. It was like good.
Ramona Pinot Grigio.
Yeah,
okay.
It ages better, right? It ages. Wine. Yeah.
Like a fine wine, they only get better with time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ramona.
Okay, so my category is the worst, but the people we secretly love. The first one is Karen Huger, which I draw the line at Potomac. I know that's controversial.
I respect that choice, Dan.
We would too, but we got to fill 5 days.
I watched every episode of Miami. I've watched every episode of Dallas I love, but I draw the line at Potomac. So I don't, you know what, I don't get it.
It's understandable.
The next person is MJ from Shaws of Sunset, who I love. I love her.
She's terrible. But she's wonderful.
Yeah.
She's trying, you know? And she found true love and doesn't even wash her feet. They keep making like close-ups of her in a love bed, and it's like feet. Black yeah. feet. It's so those gross and amazing.
She hasn't had to freeze a dog in a while. I think that's an improvement. Yeah.
Progress.
Progress.
It always looks like she walked over coals like that.
Yes.
Yes.
She went through a survivor initiation.
And then ate a kebab right while she was walking over them. She's dragging it along.
She's doing her best. So I have a soft spot in my hot heart for her. Mm-hmm. But the next person is Dorit.
Your hot heart, you my said. Hot. My hot heart.
It's not about the pasta.
Yeah.
I always instinctively want to say that. So Dorit is the next person who I can't stand.
Yes! Yeah. She's the worst.
We all
she
hate
straddles
her, right?
that line. It's like, do I hate her? Yes. Or do I hate her but secretly love her because she makes me laugh? I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I
you're
hate
using
hate.
The wrong glass, Danny Pellegrino.
I'm don't sorry. Care what can, I get
this, can I get this in a champagne flute? It's just that they have champagne flutes, so why not use it? It's very high maintenance.
I think she is a poor man's Batman villain. Yeah. Not.
Fair. Fair.
I she
very
was so
fair.
Catwoman very unique. Fair. Oh my
I
God.
Need a better villain.
How is your name Pellegrino and you order Soleil water? Who are you?
I'm not related to the water. My last name is Pellegrino, but I'm not related. Yeah. So, okay, so the next person is Angela Stone, Real Housewives of Auckland.
Oh, my yes. God. Do you draw the line at Auckland, or is that just,
no,
like, too
okay,
far away
okay,
to care?
Okay, so confession time. I do watch international if it's Melbourne.
Yes,
Melbourne,
well, Melbourne yes. is Melbourne is great. I don't
I
think
love
it was on
Melbourne.
I don't think it wasn't on Bravo in 2017, I believe. So yeah.
well,
that's
yeah,
why
so
I didn't
it wasn't
make it.
Nominated for anything. We had to tell it, get out of here, get out of our awards show.
On Melbourne, they always say get fucked, and I yes. always want to use that as like an insult or a comeback or something.
Yeah.
It's get like they always say get fucked, and yeah. then they walk and leave, and it's like my dream in life yeah. is to do that, but I don't know that it'll ever happen.
Weren't yeah. you the one
get
who
get fucked, guys?
You could do it right now. You could do it right
I
now.
Wish I could do it. I wish I don't have yes. the strength. I don't have the power. No. I don't have the
okay.
vocals.
It takes a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm like okay, the gay so the world. That's like saying good luck.
Get fucked. I know.
Good
actually,
luck.
I'd like to get fucked.
Going
okay.
home early.
The next person is Ramona Singer, who I already expressed my love for.
Yes.
Then we have Reza Farahan. Reza, you guys,
that
I need to stop
worst.
And recommend something to you. Google image search young Reza.
Oh, yes.
He's hot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it feels weird like getting boners from old age stuff, like yeah. old timey stuff, right?
You ever heard of vintage porn? It works.
It's disgusting.
It works.
No one trims their. You know what? Let's just keep going.
Yes.
Let's just keep going on.
All yeah. right.
Moving along.
All right. So
one okay, drinking.
So let's put Danny, let's ease your nerves. Let's put you out of this misery here.
I know. I'm so nervous. Fingers are crossed for Ramona. I love her. I want right. her to win. I want. Okay. So let's see. The winner is of the worst. It's Ramona.
Ramona
oh my
Singer.
God. Oh, my God.
The worst
you
who we secretly love.
I, would
I feel a relief.
I would like to thank Mr. Danny Soleil for believing in me. Watch everything I do. Hey, thank you.
Look at her.
Thank you.
I feel relieved. You
Danny, thank you
thank
so
you
much for coming on to our show. Everyone go follow him on Instagram. He's amazing.
Danny Pellegrino.
Danny
thank
Pellegrino.
You, honey. Thank you. You guys at the bar, I'm so sorry to bug you. Can I have another one? But just a single. Just a single. Yeah? Thank you. No. They're not strong enough. You know, I'm a podcaster still. Let's not forget. Don't let this sequin jacket fool you, people.
Okay.
These are amazing. Thank you, China. All right, where are we next?
Okay, so now we did the worst that we secretly love. Now it's time to talk about just the worst.
Okay, this girl will love the worst right along with us as we watch it. She celebrates the worst on her own podcast network and like 5 million shows that she produces there called Emotionally Broken Psychos. We've become little besties since we met her at some random thing, and I literally yeah. walked up to her and was like, you're going to be my friend. And I made it happen!
Everyone, please welcome...
Please advise, Ms. Molls McAleer!
Molls McAleer!
My bass!
I have a charger cord, I have the bass, and I have my phone. It's an iPhone 5. An iPhone 5. Okay, I need an iPhone 5. It goes.
Is there an iPhone
one, the
doctor
one?
In the building?
Does anyone have? I'm kidding, you guys, because they gave me just the worst, and I'm angry, so I've done bits, because this is what, like, literally, I took offense to it. Like, the more I thought about it, the more you made me wait, the more I took offense to it, Sunshine. Like, I'm so upset that you gave me just the fucking worst. By the way, does anyone have a dollar? I have a cigarette. Does anyone have a cigarette for a dollar? I have a dollar. Does anyone have a cigarette? Does anyone have a cigarette?
That is not enough money. This is 28.
I have a dollar. Do you want a dollar for a cigarette? I'll take anything. Not menthol, but I'll take anything. Okay. I also have, I'm here for work for 11 years. So if anyone needs me to, I have to go. My Uber's outside. But what do you need?
The worst.
All right, the worst.
Ladies and gentlemen, the worst.
So
that was pretty good.
That was good.
I'm cold. Can I borrow this? Yeah. Thanks.
Yes,
you're gonna
please.
Get it back.
You can make
and,
that work.
Never.
I know,
okay,
and it's not
you.
Gonna. It's not.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
Wait, don't let it scratch you, Tony.
We fucked, right? Can I have this?
Wait. I know it sucks when people are like, "Here's your category. It's the worst." Okay. But we do your Lifetime podcast, and that's look. We did Fat Like Me together. Okay?
I love these boys so much. These are my babies. Like I love them.
You
so
look like
much.
A 5-year-old right now in my huge
I'm like,
jacket.
Hey guys, it's me. The human head weighs 8 pounds. Like. By the way, I matched with him on Raya. Don't print this. Like, don't print that because I can't because I'll get kicked off Raya. Which
yeah,
I'm not. I like literally. Well, I'm like, I'm in a relationship now. I should delete Raya, but I was like, no. That's like all you have going for you is Raya.
Yeah, no.
Like,
Raya is a light at the end of the tunnel. All right, so why don't you read the nominees for just the worst?
Thank you.
I actually get the dollar. I'm gonna
just
use this
the worst. Thomas, I'm attracted to her physicality, Ravenel, from Southern Charm.
If I end up leaving this show, it's because the liberal media did it. Thank you, Instagram.
Chef Adam from Below Deck Med.
Yeah. Bad,
yeah, rapey coke.
I don't watch the show.
Yeah. He was terrible. Don't do it.
Charisse Jackson-Jordan. From Real Housewives of
Potomac. Zaza.
So there's an audible groan from the midsection of...
My name is Zaza, and I got a hoverboard.
Maryland's so dark. Maryland's a really dark place.
It's a dark
okay.
place, but it has crabs.
Megan King Edmonds from the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Justice.
This
man,
is really,
things change.
Okay, this is
listen, you're getting
dark.
Booed. This is not good.
They're not. She's not getting booed.
It's just the worst. Landon Clements from Southern Charm. The worst. The worst. The worst. Siggy Flicker from the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
That's all right. I wanted.
It's all I wanted. All right, so
do
tell
you watch
us
that one. Do you watch Jersey?
Honey, I'm like so. Jersey has been penetrating me since I was in college. Like I'm so deep in a fucking Jersey. It's hard. And by the way, someone I was had
so
to
you're
talk
a
about.
By injection.
Can I have? By the way, this Mega Mix.
So good.
This Mike
jamming.
And Ike's Mega Mix that Ronnie does is everything.
It is.
Like, this is the best candy I've.
Is it like the grease Mega
so
Mix?
Good.
Oh my god! Thank you. I literally buy it on the
it's
internet
like the Joseph
and have
the
it mailed to my
Joseph.
House. It's not. It's not about the pasta.
Yeah,
so
pasta
this
is code
what
word
I'll tell
for
you.
Mega
all right, now the winner for the
fuck,
worst.
Really?
All right.
Okay.
The worst.
It's Megan King Edmonds from the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Megan King Edmonds. I hate to kick her while she's down, but.
Miles, thank you so much for coming on to the Crappies. Sorry,
I'm gonna,
we made
I'm
you
just
do
wear
the
this
worst.
Home, but I'll give it back to you. Thank you.
That
I'm cold.
Jacket,
thank you,
darling.
Honey.
Bye. Here you go. Love you, Malls.
Everyone,
you.
Give it up for Malls. We're coming towards. We have only a few more things left, and we're also running out of time. So we're gonna have to. But you know what though? Here's the thing.
We have two more award or three more awards, but this is
yes.
a very important.
This is very important. Okay. You know, every award show always remembers those who are no longer with us. And the time has come for us to have a very special In Bravo memoriam to celebrate and to remember those who are no longer with us on Bravo. And here to do it for
and
us.
And here with us, because look, this is why there's an empty chair. We have guests. But when we started this show, we were three people.
Yeah.
And our third person died in a horrible, horrible Megamix accident.
Yes.
He choked on a Megamix one time at a gay bar, girl. We were there. We couldn't revive him. Neither one of us would do mouth-to-mouth because we're all friends, you know?
Yeah. So here...
So we've invited his ghost back to do the in memoriam. Let's please welcome Matt Whitfield. I did community theater.
Yeah.
All
right.
Oh, thank you. No relation.
Matt,
no relation to Sheree, the bone collector Whitfield.
No. No relation that we know of just yet. Matt, I think we let's all give respectable applause for those who are no longer with us on Bravo. And Matt will read the list. Matt, the stage is yours.
You promised me when I got here that you would introduce me as Mama Joyce and Candy, though.
Now, Matt Whitfield. Riley, that's Matt.
I'm watching you talk about dead people, Matt Whitfield.
Okay, we're good.
You noticed all of mine are just the screaming ones.
Okay. Do we get to discuss these as we go or no?
No, just
we don't have
no.
time. We don't
just
have time.
Read,
right,
read.
I yeah, put on yeah. a suit and I came here all night, but I can't get to talk. Seems like the good old days.
Yes.
That's why he choked.
Yeah,
that's why he choked. He was complaining and he choked on a candy and he died. That's how it worked.
Phaedra Parks. Esquire? Esquire.
Okay. I think so. I think she's still an Esquire.
Eileen Davidson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, girl. She's...
I know. It's a problem. I gave up when Eileen left. I'm done.
You did? You did not.
I did. I only watch Rinna on Instagram these days.
Oh, that's a good choice.
That's the real show.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
But isn't it better without Eileen there?
My arch nemesis. You did this on purpose. Yes. Heather Dubrow.
R.I.P.
No R.I.P. The worst ever. Ever. Yeah. Next to Tamra. She and Tamra
Rest
are the worst
in
ever.
Purgatory, bitch.
Okay, we gotta go. We gotta hurry. Yeah. Ladies of London.
Move left.
Nobody
move
cares.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Move
Lisa
right.
Nicole Cloud.
Oh,
who
Lisa
is that?
Cloud.
I don't even
from Married to
from
Medicine.
Married to Medicine.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
My husband's not.
I didn't
cheating.
Write this, by the way. I was handed this.
Eden Sassoon, everyone. Gone too soon. Gone too soon.
Landon Clements.
Oh, guys. Goodbye.
Landon's gone. She died.
Petty Fleur Berenger.
Boo. Oh,
Petty Fleur from Melbourne. Petty
no, I
Fleur.
I loved her. Switch the beach.
Reporter Christina Gibson reporting live.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I don't know who this next one is, but you told me to pronounce it a certain way, so I'm going to try my best. Evra.
Yes. Evra.
What is this?
Evra. Summer House. It's like the guy with PTSD.
Guys, Summer House, get it out. Be done with Summer House. We got to hurry this up. Mike Shea.
Sheena's husband. Remember Sheena's husband,
Azusa for life.
Azusa for life.
Matt Jordan.
Yeah.
And Kenya's garage windows.
Oh. Yes. Brace. Tom D'Agostino. D'Agostino?
R.I.P. No longer on
Dog. Okay. That works.
Soggy Flicker.
Soggy.
Good fucking riddance.
Really?
The worst.
Did
next
you like
to Heather
her at
Dubrow
first?
And Tamra.
Did you like her at first? And
I've
then
hated her from the get-go, and Dolores is an asshole
what?
For
Dolores,
backing her.
Yeah.
Don't gasp at me. No.
It's all happening.
No. Yeah. Dolores sucks for backing Siggy. Siggy Flicker's cake.
Siggy Flicker's cake. R.I.P.
It was half baked anyway. That's why we threw it in. I got mad.
The Real Housewives of Auckland. No. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I'm from D.C. What? We should miss D.C.
Yeah, I do. Every
I
day.
I miss D.C.
Every day.
I can't believe that Mikhail
Potomac's not real. They don't live in Potomac.
Yet.
That's not Potomac. Manzoed with Children.
She's still alive.
I mean, rest in peace.
No, don't
with
worry. Caroline and Jacqueline, I guarantee you are coming back for the next season. Now, don't boo.
No.
The show
no.
is in the toilet and the ratings suck. They need Caroline and Jacqueline back.
This is how the in memoriam should be.
Yeah.
I know. An angry in memoriam.
Fuck
that guy.
Classic Matt Whitfield.
I know. I need to rein you guys in and then tell you what's happening in the TV world.
Come on.
Married to Medicine Houston.
Yeah,
rest
I mean,
in peace, marriage,
I tried. I tried really hard.
Gorgas Pizzeria.
Yeah.
No.
This one's important. Dorinda's Lighting Fixtures.
Rest in peace.
What did I do?
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, bye.
More importantly, Kathy Griffin no longer being on CNN, that New Year's Eve show, garbage.
Yeah.
Pure garbage. And finally, Megan King Edmonds.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, bye. We're just giving Megan King Edmonds every sad thing that comes along.
There's not an award, but I kind of earned one of those.
That's an award. Of course there's an award, babe.
This is the Legacy Award for Matt Whitfield for being one of the founders of Watch What Crappens.
When am I getting a spinoff? I need a spinoff.
Well, you know you got to produce that shit yourself. No one produces this one either.
Matt Whitfield. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, I just... Nah.
Rude. Very fucking rude.
It only works if you leave hating us.
I love you. And come on next week to talk for real, please. Love you, honey. You're not leaving, right?
For people listening at home, we're giving some hugs to Matt Whitfield.
I have to say one other thing. For all of the new listeners that give me shit on Facebook, it's a serious problem, and I will come back for you.
Okay. We're at the second to last category of the evening.
Maddie.
This is the second most important category. And because it's the second most, because it has so much prestige here at the Crappies, we had to give it to someone whose brand new podcast debuted at number 3 in the country. It wasn't like number 3 in TV and film. It was number 3 overall of all podcasts. It debuted there. You probably read his tweets because they are savage. Please welcome to the stage. That's the first time I've used savage like that, guys. I'm gay.
I don't think I've ever heard him say savage. That's what this man inspires in Ben.
Everyone, right. Please welcome to present for Best Bravo Celebrity, Ira Madison III.
I'm always surprised at how tall you are. Hercules! Gorgeous,
you know, this
man.
Place does not have Prosecco?
What?
I don't want to call anyone what? Out.
What? Oh, my goodness. Well, Ira, by the way, I was talking about your podcast. Your podcast is Keep It, so everyone should go subscribe and listen to that. Thanks for being here, Ira.
Thank you.
So we're running late, so we can't have our normal award show patter at the moment.
That's fine.
So why don't you go read the nominees for Best Bravo Celebrity?
All right. I have some qualms, but...
Oh, that's
do
fine.
It, do it. Qualm it out.
I'll say it when I get to it.
Okay.
Best Bravo Celebrity, Captain Sandy Yawn, Below Deck Med.
God, I love that banana.
I don't know what that show is. Dr. Heavenly Kims, Married to Medicine.
Heavenly.
I love Dr. Heavenly. Daddy. Kate Chastain, Below Deck. She Jessica's sister?
Yes, they are related.
Cool, time's up. here is one person I have a qualm with.
Qualm away.
Candy Burris, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I
get that she was lied on and accused of, you know, rape.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, kind of attempted, maybe possible.
Kenya's the best part of the show. I will not have anyone arguing with me. I love her. I am always Team Kenya.
I think it's a fair argument.
All right.
It's a fair argument.
Kenya produces the hell out of that show.
Okay. All right.
Otherwise, we would have had that boring season with Kim Fields where nothing happened. Kenya made a storyline happen.
Well, we can have a write-in candidate for Kenya more. I feel like
write-in.
Kelly Dodd, Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We put her in there because we couldn't just do the best comeback. You know, that was a good comeback, Kelly Dodd. She was the most hated ever, and then...
Yeah.
Margaret Josephson, Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Best.
Classic match.
She runs her business out of her foyer.
Yeah. That takes some gumption. That's
Lisa Rinna, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Countess Luann de Lesseps. Real Housewives in New York City. Before the last one, I do have another write-in.
Another write-in candidate, yes.
Yeah. Ray, Real Housewives of New York City.
Oh, well, Ray. Who told you about Ibiza, bitch?
Rude.
Didn't put me on the house.
But he wasn't on this year, was he?
Rude.
And Leanne Locken, Real Housewives of Dallas.
I love your name.
Real Housewives of Dallas, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, let's do this, Ira.
All right.
Best Bravo Liberty.
Wow. I know how this person won. I know the boys who did it. It's Leanne Lockett.
Thank you, Ira.
I would like to thank you for this award. God, fuck you! Fuck you!
You gotta admit, that was, I mean, Luann is like my forever icon, but I think that entire season was on the shoulders of Leanne Lockett. You know?
Is this one of mine?
On the very page.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Leanne Lockett is not here to accept the award, so you can accept it on her.
We have one final thing, and that is our best listener, Ms. Mina Cucci. Get up here and get
this. Thank you.
Look. Mina.
Oh, wait,
I'm done, right? Oh, cool. Mina, I'm so sorry, but we're getting the red light, and so I'm speeding through, and I'm so sorry. Who are you here with? Did you bring your boyfriend?
My boyfriend.
Oh, my God, you're so
cute. Oh, my
cute,
God, look how cute
man.
He is. Wait, wait, look. Wait, what's your boyfriend's name? What's your boyfriend's name?
Dan.
How do you like the show so far?
This show is awesome.
Yeah, very cool. How long have you guys been together for?
We've been together for 3.5 years, 4 years almost.
Oh my God.
Love, always love
you. Awesome. Anyway, I want to say to Mina that
I love. Is this a proposal? I'm leaving.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. This is so beautiful.
I love you so much, and that I love that this group. Ronnie and Ben support you so much. They support you in ways that I can't. Like, I know sometimes that, like, you feel low. You feel down. But Ronnie, Ben, and then the community that surrounds Ronnie and Ben, just, they build you up. They build you up in a way that I can't. And that's why, in front of this community, I just want to say, I love you. And that you are the first person in my life. And that's why I want to ask you. Mina Cucci, will you marry me?
Yes!
She said yes, everyone! The biggest prize of the night!
There's a lot.
I love you guys. Oh, I love you guys.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a good one, too.
That was so
everybody.
Sweet.
Isn't that nice?
I didn't know y'all were, like, finding people love on this podcast.
Girl, not, I mean.
I have some people I'd love to name. actually, if Matt wants to come back up, I would gladly propose to him.
So in true Watcher Crappens fashion, we ran out of time on IRL Live Crappens broadcast, but we're happy to say that the show still must go on. There are categories that must be tended to.
Yeah. You got to give the winners their due, okay? We missed the biggest categories.
Yeah, but before we get on to our final two categories of the night, I do want to say that in a ceremony performed earlier this evening, the following awards were announced. Best New Drunk, Emily Moses from Invite Only Cabo. Best New Reporter, Reporter Christina Gibson reporting live. Best New Housewife with Debilitating Mommy Issues, Deandra Simmons. Most Special Place in Our Heart, Eden Sassoon. And Best New Housewife Overall, Margaret Josephson, a.k.a. Classic Marge, a.k.a. The Marge, a.k.a. Joan Rivers.
And you were close, Real Housewives of Dallas lady who we love. Deandra.
Deandra, yeah.
You were close, Deandra. But sorry, Margaret Josephs is just like Joan, okay?
Yeah.
And you're not as much of a Joan.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, Margaret Josephson was kind of at the center of this season in a way that Deandra wasn't at the center of Dallas. So we have to give it to the Mudge. Classic Mudge. Classic Mudge.
Classic Mudge. Okay.
Classic Mudge, yeah. Yeah.
Look, Christ, I mean... Jesus, wait, God, I don't know, whoever invents everything in the world, you know, whoever you believe in, spiritual people, whoever creates humans can only really create three Joan Rivers, okay? Yeah. And they are Classic Marge, Joan Rivers herself, and of course Siggy.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Deandra. But congratulations to Classic Marge for being the best new housewife of 2017.
Yes, congrats. We love you, Marge.
Congrats.
Congrats, Marge.
If I had my sound effects applause, I would play it right now. But
I'm
I don't.
I'm very
so
exhausted,
me.
So I'm just going to sit here and listen to you clap. But okay. I am caressing a Golden Crappy Award lovingly.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's appropriate that that you're caressing that, because we are now moving on to a very special category. It is worst Bravo show of 2017. And Ronnie, do you want to announce who is going to be coming to the stage to present this category?
Hold on. I'm looking for it in my list of stuff.
Okay.
See, best Bravo show, best Bravo show, best Bravo show, best Bravo show. There's a lot of best. Oh, because they were split up for the eclipse.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you have to go into the craft 2017 craft. Oh, here, I'll just text it to you. I'm going to text the next category. This is
something wrong. What am I doing wrong?
No, you did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong.
Okay.
You're just
well,
in the wrong
next...
document.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
Just when you thought that we were being professional this year, just when you thought.
This is what the Golden Globes are like. People are like, where's the nominations?
I mean, so far we're doing better than the Oscars, right?
We haven't announced. I'm like, here's Amy Grant.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay. Special guest performance by Amy Grant. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun. Baby, baby. we'd like to present one of the worst people on the earth and Bravo to present this worst show award, and his name is Mr. Reza Farahan.
Oh, hi. That's so Persian. Thank you.
Oh my god, that was such white people music. Like, Persian music would be like, dung, 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 dung. There would be, like, lots of finger symbols. Like, that's Persian, okay? This is, like, so white.
You guys, I think we have to get on with this award show, because they're like Muslims that have, like, they're looking at us right now. And, like, there's toys on the ground that they say they're guns for children that are 3 years old. Like, this is scary right now. But I almost want to cry into Adam's arms right now. And
I almost didn't get to come here because they get me in a private room and ask me questions because I look like a terrorist.
My okay. whole life, I had, like, a Jewish side and, like, a Muslim side. And it was, like, there was a wall between them. So when I went to the Wailing Wall, I was like, hey, like, what, between me and my family? And I'm like, look at MJ, she's such a bitch, so stupid.
Reza, read the nominations, okay? We don't have all day for the Wailing Wall, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. All right. The worst show on Bravo. Nominee number one. Do I do them numerically? No. Okay. Relationship.
Why aren't these in alphabetical order? This is so not Persian, okay? Oscar's so not Persian.
White people be like, let's put things in all sorts of order that make no sense. And Persian people are like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but in our own language. That's so Persian.
We invented math. Okay, backgammon. The next nominee.
Backgammon.
The next nominee for worst show of the not numbered list is Jackson Brittany. Take Kentucky Knees. Wow, that sounds like the whitest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I remember seeing that, except to start MJ. Instead of Kentucky, it was just a giant turkey. That's so Persian. Bitch be like, I'm hungry. She has a bastard baby. That's so Persian.
Yeah, that was called Jack in the Box Takes MJ. Like, to heaven or something, okay? Because she just went there and then she was in heaven, okay? We had to get a special truck to get her out of there.
Yo, this right here, this award show, we're like family, okay? Like, we may have our ups and this. I fucking hate that girl. That girl in the front row who's drunk and, like, touching the table. I fucking hate her. But she's family, you know?
She's family.
You know?
you know? Oscar's so not Persian. Okay, the next nominee is Real Housewives of Orange County.
Whoa, bitch, be like, Orange County? That's like racist about orange people. Motherfucker be like, Orange, that's like my Hermes blanket on my couch.
The next nomination
is called the first family of hip hop.
Now, excuse me. This is Thomas Ravenel here. I have to interrupt this presentation because I don't know how you can have a first family of hip hop when there's already a first family of bridges in Charleston.
Shut up, Thomas Ravenel, okay? Share the blow or sit down.
The liberals did this to you all. You all are going to die in hell, all right? And I'm going to be on my bridge with reading my Jane Austen over the limehouses. Bye.
Speaking of the worst show ever, this is the worst possible nightmare for anybody who has ever slept with Thomas Ravenel's. And this show is called A Night with My Ex. Sounds terrifying.
Thomas, come back to our show. Thomas.
Don't go, Thomas.
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just got here. I'm terribly sorry. The traffic getting here was ridiculous. Did I miss my award?
Shut up, white lady with big eyes. Why isn't anybody in here sharing their blow? We are family.
The next nominee for worst show of the year is Stripped, a show about taking paint off my rental house. No? No? Oh, I'm Guys, am I wrong? No?
This is called Stripped. It's basically what the inside of a house owned by Teddy looks like. Stripped down to nothing but poor little studs, holding wood shanks together.
Guys, Stripped, that's what I call PK's cheeks. There's no hair on them. Stripped, they're stripped of any texture, guys.
Stripped, what do we read in Erica's LinkedIn profile?
We now seem, this seems like a lot of people are on stage. Does anyone want to, read the, give the award out now that we've read the nominees?
Read! That's not on a proper tablet. I won't read it. Guys, it wasn't served to me in the proper envelope.
Guys, I'm sorry, but I don't understand how you can put a regular letter in a giant invitation-sized envelope. I'm terribly sorry. I think it's just ridiculous, and I think I have to leave now, guys.
Leave? That is so white, lady, to leave before the announcement is read. Okay.
Bib. You gonna read the award, Bib?
Wait, are you calling me, babe? I heard babe. Is that me, babe?
Bib, so here's the deal. I brought a Jewish leader, I brought a Muslim leader, and I brought a Christian leader. And Bib, we're just going to read the award all together. And it's gonna be like,
oh,
great, man.
Ready. Oh, you ready? The winner! I'm saying this from the audience because I left the stage. The winner for the worst show ever on Bravo has to go to... I don't know, Ben. Could you read this for me? I can't read this handwriting.
Oh, this is just ridiculous. They're all wonderful shows. The worst show of 2017 is Relationship. Relationship. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to the first dating show ever on TV where no one wanted to date The Bachelor.
Yeah, congratulations.
I don't think any dating show or Bachelor style show has seen that many people break up with The Bachelor before he got a chance.
Yeah. Really great work. Great work, everyone. So let's give it up. Let's just give it up for Relationship.
Oh, look at that.
Look at this. The audience is back.
Look, the audience. It's nice of you to chime in.
And I just want to say, honestly, I just want to give a special award, you know, for best presenter of the night. I think we have to give it to Dorit, right? Really? I think so.
Yes! Welcome home. Oh, you.
All right, now get off. All of you. Get off. All right, and now for the best Bravo show nominees. Ben, who are you going to bring up to the stage?
Well, I think there's only one person who can come onto the stage at this moment. She's been through a lot this year. She's had the highest of the highs, the lowest of the lows, and then the lowers of the lowers. But she has persevered because, like that saying goes from last year or something. It was yet she persevered.
Live strong.
Be
just do it.
Just do it.
Waste not, want not.
Apple computers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Miss Countess Luann de Lesseps.
Yes. Yes.
Hello, it's me. I'm wearing an ankle monitor just because it's fashionable, not because I have to.
Would you believe it, girls? We're at an award show. We finally made it. People said we'd never get here, but guess what, America? I'm here.
Thank you, audience. Thank you. All right. Now, since this show is running 13 hours long, I would like to start reading the nominee.
Wait a minute.
Oh, how
literally,
rude.
Seriously. She's reading it. Like, I have a new show coming out, okay? Like, I'm the one who has something to plug. What's she going to plug? Promises? Like, seriously?
Not really. Listen, I made egg a la française for you. What else do you need, Bethany?
The award for the worst interrupter of all time goes to Bethany F. Frankel. Okay? I don't even know what F stands for. Bethany Frankel, okay?
Whoa,
is there even F in your middle name? Like, I don't know. Who cares? Stop interrupting. Hi.
Whoa, this is crazy. I've already won like 3 awards tonight. How many have you guys won? None? Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, geez. Someone please go help Dorinda. She stabbed herself with a fork.
Someone go clear the stage. Get off. Get off.
I love for best Matt Damon. In a Matt Damon, something about small peoples. This goes to Gladiator.
I love Matt Damon.
I thought there'd be a musical performance again.
I don't think this is supposed to be how it works. So maybe someone should just read from the inside of the envelope.
Oh, look at this. I love envelopes.
Girls, could you please clear a path? I have to read the nominees for Best Bravo Show of 2017. And the nominees are Below Deck Med. It's a show about yachts full of medical professionals.
The Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's like our show, but way lower budget, and it's across the river where everything smells like garbage.
All the trees are dead over there. Real Housewives of Atlanta, I don't even know where that is.
Who's on that show? Is that even on Bravo? Hey, what is Medium nominated for? That's what I want to know, lady.
Did you guys see This Is Us last night? I mean, someone died in a fire. I don't know. It was very dramatic. It's got to be better than Atlanta.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, to be fair, I only saw a commercial, but I just inferred. That's what I do. I'm a performer. Can't say also, performer without infer.
Of course you can, you retard. Who says that?
Like, I'll say, like, what's going on? Like, what is this? Is this like an award show? Like, why am I even on stage here? Like, where's Frederick? Like, he's supposed to be kicking up. I'm like, there's like fun Bethany. Like, that's what's going on now. Like, I'm fun. I'm with Frederick. Like, I laugh at things. I get startled. And I'm taking a car seat and he comes up to me and startles me. It's like sort of crazy. It's like, what's going on? Like, I'm saying, like, I can't. Like, literally, if this award show goes
any longer, I'm just gonna... Look what's been nominated while Bethany is on a nonstop rail against whatever. My personal space. The summer house, which has become a year-round house. But it's not because I can't afford an apartment in the city. Of course I could. A penthouse, a balcony, whatever. It's because home is where the heart is. My home is in my summer house. So congratulations to my home, the year-round summer house. Congratulations.
The next nominee is something that's very dear to me and Luann. It's a show called Vanderpump Rules. It's a show where Lisa Vanderpump tells you how to act in a bar. Of course, I already know because I get 3 glasses. I get a short glass that's full of vodka, a tall glass that's full of ice and a lime, and a third glass that's medium size that has 3 limes, some vodka, some ice, and a little spritz of lemon. Okay?
Let's face it. If you really want to find a man with all those glasses, you need to turn to the bartender and go, I'm thirsty. And make that face like you're trying to sip an invisible straw. And then a guy will see you and say, oh my God, are you thirsty? Let me get you a drink.
And then you say, I'll have some Pellegrino, which is just like water to my daughter. Oh my God, that rhymed.
Is there a price for best rhyme? Okay.
I like what's going on. This is like a little bit too much. Like, I can't say like the last time he's Real Housewives of New York. Like, honestly, like, so on the nose. Like, kill me now. Like, I can't. Like, literally, just like, kill me. Just kill me right now.
Wow. Ladies, please. The next nominee is a show that I've never heard of personally. It's called Real Housewives of New York City. Just kidding. It's my vehicle. My home has been nominated, and now my vehicle, Real Housewives of New York City.
Wow, ladies, thank you for reading these nominees. I think I guess we're ready. Here, let me put this envelope.
There is one missing. Excuse me. I do not want to interrupt your show, but there is one missing from here. It's called Real Housewives of Dallas. Okay.
Oh my goodness. How could we forget Real Housewives of Dallas? Of course. Thank you, Miss D. Simmons, for being here. Looks like if you hadn't had such a hard night, good morning, we would have totally omitted your presence in this category.
There's a reason these are called the crappy.
Sit down, Leanne. We told you enough. Sit down, ma'am.
Listen, I already have an award from earlier tonight, and this award, it may be just an award, but it works quite well.
All right. You can't just use that line for everything, okay?
Guess what? I can.
I have a seat filler right now. Look at him right there. He's just a seat filler, but he works quite well.
Okay, that one kind of.
And you know what else? You know what else about the seat filler? He gets his dick sucked at the roundup, and I know the guys who did it. Whoa.
All right.
Leanne.
Luann.
Yeah, am I even here? I mean, half of the
nominees. Hey, that's like my name, Leanne. Hey. Luann, Leanne. Like David Letterman, huh? Leanne, Luann, Leanne, Luann. Bit kills every time.
Leanne's are smart. Luann's, they're about as useless as a screen door on a submarine. If you want to know what that means, follow my Instagram, which is full of hashtag Southern Sayings.
By the way, before we reveal the best Bravo show of 2017, let's give a round of applause to Little Miss Crappies. She has been presenting awards all night. It's Cameron Westcott.
Thank you. Dumb blondes walk on stages. Smart blondes give awards on stages.
What happened to Reese Witherspoon? Jesus Christ. She looks like shit. Hey. Medic, get in here and help legally rubber-faced over there. Like, seriously? What happened to her?
There's a wicked witch on this stage. Should I push her off? Or should I tell her all about Mexican food from Cabo San Lucas?
All right, wrap it up. Here we go.
All right, ladies, here we go. We're going to read the award. Drum roll, please. The award for Best Bravo Show 2017 is...
That's me. I'm being the drum roll because it's like so low rent. Drum. Roll.
Could someone quiet down that fax machine? And the winner is... Oh, this is a surprise. It snuck in right at the last second there and somehow managed to take the big prize. It's Real Housewives of Dallas.
Whoa. Wow. I'm out of here. Thanks a lot for wasting my goddamn night.
Who wants a drink?
Damn right it is.
I want to thank my daughters, Brooklyn and the other one, and my friend Stephanie. Stephanie, come on up here.
Oh my God, that's me. That's me. That's me. Oh my God, we're best friends.
I'm so sorry that I stopped talking to you, but it was worth it.
No. Like, no, it's over. But, you know, it's just like I had baby things going on. So, like, I missed you so much.
I just want to say that I dedicate this award.
Shut up. We can let her up here.
Listen, you. I was going to dedicate this to people who suffer from PTSD, and I guess that's just not important to you, is it? And you have a brother who tried to commit suicide once, huh?
Okay, you know what? Having flesh-eating bacteria doesn't give you the right to say whatever you want for the rest of your life, okay? It's over. It's over now. It's over now, Leanne, okay?
That's what your husband said. He tried to drown you in the pool in your foyer. That's what I heard.
Hey, wait a minute. Janet just came in here and stole our crappy. I saw you, Janet.
We are proud to announce that all the winners of the Crappies are going to be taking home a complimentary vial of L22. So please use in good health. We want to thank everyone who came to this ceremony, both live and virtually. It was really, really one of our best ever. And I think, Ronnie, I think we're looking forward to doing it next year with an even larger venue so even more people can come and celebrate this fine, fine award show.
So much fun, guys. You know what? Now we're going to get back to your local news. We're sorry we've gone over, but, you know, someone found a dog on a freeway, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, everybody. Peace out. Love you.
Bye, everyone.